Okay, hi, Dumpster Divas. We are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister, Kix. Hi.
Hey.
It's a very exciting day.
Big day.
It's a big day. I'm going to pat ourselves on the back. I can't wait for him to listen to this and be like, oh my God, I can't believe how much they're gushing right now. But he was always on our list of people we wanted. So it's so fun to like finally get people that you've always wanted on. And the interview does not disappoint. We have a blast breaking down all things Bravo. No, before we get to that though, we got to say thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
Seriously, thank you guys. We like really just love all the listeners, and there's so many ways to show support, and you all find your own way, and it's the best. Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for sticking by us through this weird month. We've had a weird month of just life.
But I think it's not just us.
No, it's something in the air. Maybe it's like back to school for people with child. Maybe it's for me, it's retail prepping for holidays. So there's just so much going on. And thank you guys so much for supporting us. We really, really appreciate it.
Yes. I know we didn't have an episode on Wednesday. We will have an episode on Sunday. So we're doing Friday, Sunday.
Cheers.
Next week, we'll be back to our usual thing. BIP, their schedule is like fucking us up, but we still want to cover it. It's like it's so many boring things that aren't even worth going into. But honestly,
pish posh.
Thank you for your continued support. And we really love you guys. And if you're looking a way to share your love to us and we can share it back to you, a great way to do that is by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you leave a 5-star review, we will read the 5-star review.
And I want to say, when you leave a 5-star review, please let us know your origins of reality TV. We would love to hear it. Love to talk about it.
Yes. No one's ever done it.
No one's ever done it. So you be the first one. Okay. Be the first one.
Please do. So today's review comes from Damie217. And I do know who this is because they are going to be a guest on this podcast soon. The title of the review is New Fan. I found this podcast recently after Tom guested on Andy's Girls. Love the reality TV deep dives and sibling banter. Heart, heart. What was that?
What was that?
John? What was that, Kix?
I opened my phone and my Instagram was on. And I always just leave my story. Such a horrible fucking habit.
Sorry, Damien.
It's not even a habit. It's just laziness.
Damien. His review got interrupted by your IG stories.
No, I really do appreciate the review. And it's always so flattering to hear nice things.
It is flattering.
Tom always makes fun of me because I'm always so shocked when people say nice things. Yep.
They do sometimes. And sometimes they don't.
And leave 5 stars and we will read it out loud.
No, Damien Bellino, he's going to come on the podcast in a couple weeks. So shout out.
Shout out. Stay tuned. Also, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Keep it going.
I was going to transition. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with an incredible interview with Pet Shop Boy. The one and only. Because there's a band called Pet Shop Boys. But you can follow him on Instagram at Pet Shop Boy. And oh my God. Just the best interview. We had so much fun.
Yep. Talk to you guys in 1 second. Okay, and we are back, and we are so thrilled to be joined by the genius behind the account, the Pet Shop Boy, but the account Pet Shop Boy. It's the only account you need to be following on Instagram. He is a pop culture maven, a podcaster, and while we may hate it here, we don't hate it
there
today.
It is.
Because you're here with us. Be welcome. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you so much. Hey, guys. Pop culture maven.
Okay. We're going to dive into it a little bit. You have to know that your brain, the way you can pull things out of thin air from the most random old TV shows, is something to be applauded. So,
yeah, like, is it organized on your end? Like, are you running, like, do you have, like, files on the phone or is it the brain?
Literally just like I saw someone tweet today, they were like asking people how big your meme reaction folders are, and I couldn't wrap my brain around the idea. of having just a folder. Literally, my phone is the folder. Like, I don't have like normal, like if you go through like a normal gay man's phone, they probably have like a bunch of selfies. I don't really have selfies. Like, it's literally like, it's not family photos. It's like maybe two photos of my dog. Uh-huh. And then the rest is just like shit I accumulate. I always tell people, I've said it a million times, I feel like it's like a messy room. But like, to me, like if you walked in, you'd be like, oh my God, this is a mess. But to me, oh, my phone's ringing right now.
You're good.
But to me, it's like, I know where everything is.
That makes my brain hurt a bit when you explain it that way, because I'm like, but I actually do understand a little bit, because sometimes I'll like post like a video of something, like a clip or something, and I know where in my camera roll to go because I remember like the place it is. So, but I like, there's so many things that you've posted that like have opened so many worlds for me. Like the Cheesecake Factory woman is like one of the first things that like,
oh, love.
Oh, that was one of the first, like I had followed you already, but that was like, I'm hooked when you were like documenting the full, like, so for those that don't,
what a week that was. Not to Black Lives Matter.
Not to like re-traumatize that moment in culture, sure. But for those that don't know, when BLM happened initially, well, not initially, but its resurgence, right, in May of 2020.
Protests.
There was a Cheesecake Factory that was pillaged, and a woman who worked there took a cheesecake and a nice bottle of Kim Crawford and had a nice night at home that night.
The bottle of wine looked real, but the cheesecake was definitely fake.
Yeah, that's 1,000%. What I was going to say. Yeah. That was a fake-ass cheesecake.
Yes, for sure. Just like her, like, walked out, full on, just like, wasn't even running. She's just like sauntering.
It was like a waddle almost. Like, she was just like crawling out of there.
Honestly, I was like, I felt alive during that week. I was like, get it. Just take whatever the fuck you want. Like, yeah, I don't know. I saw people like, they had like busted out windows. I was like watching it on the news, and there was like, they busted out windows of like a Planet Fitness, and there was a guy, and they're just like walking on a treadmill. I was like, you know what? Fucking, you know what? Do that. Like, I feel like the world is burning. I'm like, go ahead. Yeah.
You really are kind of a voice of the apocalypse almost. You know?
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, you got to laugh at it.
You do.
Get the workout in when you can, truly. But
at least someone was. I just gave up working out for like a year during all that. I was like, well.
Yeah, he's like, got to look good in hell. So here we go. But tell everyone, like, I want to know, like, when, I don't know this, but like, I want to know when, like, you took to Instagram in the way that you like operate it now. Like, this is your Instagram, right? So like, when did it become like what it is now?
I mean, it's funny when people describe it like what it is now, because it's like, I never really changed what I was doing. It's just like, I guess more people caught on and they just like told their friends, and then they had group chats and stuff like that. But I remember I don't remember what year I started. I'm sure I could go back and look. It's at least 10 years, I guess. I remember I was drawn to Instagram because I still do, Rihanna. But
the best.
It's just like, it's a really abusive relationship. It's really fucked up.
Wait, did you love I thought Met Gala was fine. I feel like people hated it. Did you hate or love?
It's all right, but like, where's the fucking music? I don't care about a North Face Snuggie. Like, right. Where's the music?
Yesterday she posted like a new collaboration with a fucking luggage line.
A luggage line. I'm like, I didn't even don't see that. If you don't get in the studio.
I think it all happened. Like, I think it's recorded. I think she's just sitting on it.
Yeah, I heard it was a double album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say, Kate?
What'd you say about the luggage?
Oh, I was just going on about the luggage. It's like the medium sized luggage is like $1,500.
No.
But so I remember she was like, she was really prevalent on Instagram. She would Instagram more than any other celebrity, or at least she was the most interesting with it. You know, she was like completely unfiltered, and it was like almost like journalish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was just really drawn to that, and I just loved her at the time, and it just kind of like informed a lot of the way that I started using Instagram.
Yeah, cool.
You know what I mean? She kind of backed off of it after a while, but I just kept going, and I was like very heavy on memes on the main grid feed. But then when they came out with stories, I thought that was great, because I didn't really love Snapchat, so I started using Instagram stories like Snapchat, and that was really the main thing that I used. People were always like, why do you use Instagram so much? I'm like, well, you guys use Facebook, Tinder, all these other things. I don't really use all those different things. I really just use stories, because they could disappear. And you know what? I feel like I can say whatever I want on stories, because if you're mad about whatever I'm saying on stories, you went out of your way to click on my story. Like, I'm not even on the feed. Like,
that's a good point.
That's a great
You're
point.
Looking me up. You're inviting this into your life. Right. Like, I'm fine talking at a wall.
Right. And like no one's stories appear on a Discover page anywhere. Like that's a feature that get when you go to someone's page.
So that makes it kind of special then, because I feel like sometimes if stuff resonates with people, then they're like literally going out of their way to get to you, and that's really nice. And then they send it to their friends. Yeah. So it's a little more like, it's different. It's not like TikTok. It's not like, you know, yeah.
Right. I mean, we have our whole friends, family, acquaintances following you, so we can send to everyone your memes.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Whenever someone says they recognize me from Instagram, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I think mom follows
you.
Our mom
loves it. Yeah.
Moms, you know, I'm very popular with women.
Yeah, she loves it.
I would maybe call myself a feminist. I don't want to, like, but I don't like men, so.
Men overrated.
You're having sex with men, but I don't like them.
Right. You can have sex with someone and not like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before we jump into Bravo stuff, we like to check in with everyone about like their journeys with reality television and ask what reality TV made you a dumpster diva. That's what we call like our reality fans here. And was there a certain on said show, was there like a certain person that like made you fall in love with the genre?
I feel like my answer is kind of a cop out. It's kind of like, I feel like everybody
Real World
says this, but Tiffany Pollard.
Yes, yes.
I feel like, I mean, I grew up watching The Real World, and I remember like I watched it when I was really young, and my mom loved all of The Real Worlds. But I remember Tammy Roman was someone that stuck in my head, and then she had a resurgence years later on Basketball Wives, which was so much fun.
Right.
She totally changed the trajectory of that show. Yeah. But she's someone that I find to be really iconic. But if you're really thinking about like who really got me into reality TV, it's probably Tiffany Pollard.
Yeah, she set the bar. She really did. Yeah, I mean, she created it.
Yeah.
She just is the first person to like understand that, I hate to say this, but like understood the assignment and all that cliche. But like she really got it. Like she's like, oh, I'm coming here.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Even understand the assignment is almost like underplaying what she like. Sure. It's she did not like. There was no assignment.
Yeah,
like
she created the assignment.
Like she created the like. She, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like understanding the assignment is like, you know, Bethany came in with like a fully formed show that was already popular, and she just took the platform and excelled.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But like Tiffany, there was certainly not Black women excelling in this field, or behaving in that way on camera. At least that I don't know. There weren't.
It was just different. Like
it was different.
Like she wasn't. We always say like she got what it was like, and that's what makes it so good. Is like I think on Real World, like the emphasis it was always on the real like part of it, where it's like let's. Because at first it wasn't so much like catty and high drama and like elevated, right? Mm-hmm. It was like people just existing and you watching people learn about each other. But Tiffany was like, I'm going to go into this space and I'm going to like I'm going to make a career out of this moment because like, and
I don't really even think she was thinking that, honestly. I think she's a little more naive. I think she really just kind of came in and she was just like fully herself. I mean, it was just like joke after joke after joke. And it wasn't even like Sonia Morgan jokes where she's like trying to fill the time on camera.
Yeah,
I feel like Tiffany Pollard was literally just being herself, being nuts. And it just kind of created the world around her. And just kind of was in the right place at the right time. I don't think she probably was thinking, oh, I hope I get I Love New York after I get dejected by Flavor of Love. But
twice.
Lucky enough, the execs were like, we would love to have you be, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like magical.
To truly luck out with having her mom be as crazy as she was, it just was really cherry on
also
top.
Also set
of
the bar.
Like
mom reality TV. Like Mama Joyce exists because
of
Mama Patterson.
Yeah.
Like Mama Elsa would never be a thing if it weren't for
absolutely.
Mr. Patterson.
Mama D, Dale.
Yeah, I met Sister Patterson.
You did?
Oh yeah.
Oh, tell me
we,
all
like,
about it.
She's nuts.
Not
I love.
Hung out. You hung out with her?
So, well, we like went to me and my friend Khalid. Shout out Khalid. we went to an art opening for it was like all these Tiffany Pollard pieces in Brooklyn, and she was
Fun.
The guest of honor, and she showed
oh
up
gosh,
with the whole entourage and her mom. We hung out like at this gallery for like an hour, just like chatting, hanging out on the street, walking around up and down the block. It's just like Tiffany was the best person you will ever meet. So personable, gregarious, I don't know, affable, all the all the adjectives.
Amazing.
She was really
great. That's amazing.
And her mother was just like very bizarre. Loved every minute of it. A very intense mystical energy about her mother. Didn't speak a whole lot, but just like hugged people for 10 minutes at a time. Just held them.
I feel like she really
a lot of sweat.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was great.
I feel like she really like takes in a room. Like, you know what I mean? Like she's like in the room, just kind of like looking around being like, what is this? Who are these people?
Yeah.
Who can I eviscerate?
Yeah.
She had a click clack fan. She had one of those click clack fans and she was like fanning herself. And it was just like, it was another world. I don't know.
That's a life. A life changing moment right there. So.
Right, truly. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Flavor of Love 2 in a while, but recently there was a meme going around of clips of her like judging people's like clothes. Looks. Like the and I was like, oh shit, I need to rewatch
when they came down the stairs.
Yes, and she's like trashy.
Chin up.
You look great.
Chin up. Chin up, delicious. She looked like a man.
Wait, that was on Flavor of Love 2? I'm not remembering that.
It was Flavor of Love 2, the day that she came back. She was wearing that black blazer zip-up thing with, like, the little mini skirt. And she had the hair perfect. And then they went to the photo shoot. I did a meme about that. I took that clip.
Maybe that's where
day...
I saw it.
Maybe, yeah. It was, that, it was, like, in that six-day span after November 3rd when we were waiting on all the results. And they were really the drip drop of all of the... And it was like each of the women were different states and I tagged them and it was like waiting for
That's amazing.
Go back and watch it. It's good. If you just go back on my Instagram feed. I don't even post that much on the grid, so it shouldn't be that hard to find. Just look back to like November 6th
or
whatever.
Oh, that's so good.
It was good. And I guess New York was the state of New York because we were like, you know, one of the first. We were,
yes, I think I am remembering this.
Yeah,
yes,
we
because
have our shit together.
You didn't.
Get down here and get in line. What's taking you so long? And Arizona was up there just like still getting dressed.
Oh, my God. I mean, that week felt like truly a year was taken off my life. I mean, like.
But I had to call in sick to work. I was like literally bedridden. I was so, it was fucked up. It's so fucked up.
So
I work from home, so I was just like going through it. Yeah.
So I am a ex spin instructor, and so the studio I used to teach for, we like had pivoted at that point to teaching like outdoor classes because of COVID to try and like stay afloat. Mm-hmm.
And this story makes me cry. It's like, sorry.
So that whole week I was like teaching outdoor classes, but I was just like. That was like all I was doing for work at the time. And I was just like so anxious being there every day. And it was the Saturday. It was the Saturday after the third. And I am teaching and like someone at the like front desk is like waving. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
what studio is this?
It's called Psych Fitness. We had a couple.
I don't do cardio. I don't even know why I asked.
Yeah, it's fine. They're also RIP, so you couldn't go. You couldn't like start your cardio journey tomorrow there because they don't exist anymore. So they're waving and they come over to me and they're like, Biden just won Pennsylvania. Like, we won the election. And so no one has their phones with them.
It's a Saturday, right?
It's a Saturday, yeah. Mm-hmm. No one has their phones with them. There's 50 people staring at me. And like we're all using like headsets. It's like silent disco set. It's like so ridiculous. Like, and the only person they can hear, once again, because they have headsets on, is me, my mic. And I'm like, I have to tell these 50 people that like Joe Biden is the president and Trump is about to get the fuck out. And I was like,
I get to.
But like I was so scared because I was like, what if this isn't real? Like, it just felt so unreal that we actually were getting rid of him. But I told everyone, I was like, I stopped the music. I said, sit down. I was like, Biden is
chin up.
Yeah. Chin up. Biden is our president. And it was like the best moment ever. Like everyone was just like screaming, like crying. Like it was just like such, it was a moment I'll truly never forget. And it also was full of so much panic for me because I was just like, so scared that like somehow something the world hadn't worked.
It was going to go wrong.
And the world had not worked right once in 2020. So God forbid this be the time it did work right, you know, or work left.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know. Nice. That was just something I wanted to share. It was.
What a day.
What a day.
No, that's, I mean, everyone remembers, right? That's like, I never remember anything. I remember where I was when Aaliyah died. And I remember where I was when we won the 2020 election. Other than that, I have like a terrible memory for like major life events like that. I don't know.
Those are two big ones.
But I remember those.
I also remember where I was this weekend when I saw Mary Cosby try and record a podcast. So I think we should jump into that.
That's like not even available like anywhere. I've like looked. It's like not even.
Okay, no, okay. It's nowhere. And I'm so confused.
Yeah, she's right before we got on here, she posted like a little graphic on her feed. Uh-huh. Happy Rosh Hashanah. Just, I don't know when this episode comes out, but guys, it's like Yom Kippur. Like, it's not.
It's not.
You said any Jewish holiday will do. Like, and then she immediately deleted it. But I knew people were going to tell her, so I screenshotted it. So it's up on my story now. You can go check it out.
You are just on top of it.
Oh, yeah. I could tell when someone's like, oh, you're stepping in it. Let me screenshot this. Because I'm already on that, like, we're on day 4 of Nikki Watch. And
oh, God.
He's just spiraling. So anytime I see something crazy there, I'm like, screenshot.
I'm an idiot. I didn't screen record last night. I was, like, just.
On the live?
The live. I accidentally, like, you know when you're just, like, hitting stories and you just like hit one and I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, wait, this is,
I don't follow her.
Sadly, I just owned that I did, which I should unfollow.
Yeah, I'm not a Barb, but I don't dislike Nikki's music. Like, she makes like hits, but like, can you be more of a literal moron, like out and put, like, it's just like, it's,
I don't think she can at this point. I mean, she married someone that is a
convicted rapist.
Yep.
Thank you. And
not even alleged, right?
Nope.
Like, he was
convicted.
Yeah, it's so. Like fully not alleged. And now she's here just saying that her cousin's testicles are big and his wedding got called off because of the COVID vaccine, which is not true.
Like, God forbid. Like, the fact. Yeah. Oh my God. It just makes me so mad.
Check
so
in on the
thoughts.
Barbs in your life, guys, because they're really going through it this week.
I'm a Barb.
Kicks.
You are? Oh, wow.
And I've been keeping my mouth shut because I just am so.
You really should. Go into hiding for just a bit. Go into hiding.
Yeah, we should honestly.
Do what you got to do. Come out on when you get on the other side of this.
I'm not,
let us know.
I'm not Team Nikki on this train she's on. And most of
happy
trains
to,
she's
happy
on.
To hear that.
Yeah, just to clear up anything, I guess.
I'm like, should I edit that out? Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm like a Nikki. I'm like a Barb adjacent. Like, I obviously appreciate the
you're
verses.
You're a Barb ally.
I'm a Barb ally. I appreciate the verses, obviously, but I have bigger icons, I think, in my fandom.
Yeah, I think the closest that I come to stand-up in, like, female rap would probably be a Stallion. Because I feel like she's, like, same. So not problematic. No. She doesn't, like, talk about dumb shit. She's very much about, like, women empowerment. Mm-hmm. She doesn't get any beefs. And if she does get into a beef, it's with a guy who's, like, 5'4", who shot her in the foot. Yeah, so
asshole.
It's, like, it's totally warranted.
That's
and I hope
a
he
worth,
dies.
Yeah,
so.
That feels
well,
worth it, yeah.
Part of it was, like, when they recorded the Savage remix, Beyonce was, like, before we record, I just want to, like, sit down with you and tell you, like, don't talk like keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be successful, here's what you need to do. Because like,
you can shake your ass on Instagram, but you don't need to say a peep.
It's a Houston thing, honestly. Like, Houston people just
Normani,
like, don't get down like that.
Normani's
we're not, we're messy,
same.
Like fun messy, but we're not like.
Wait, are you from Texas?
I'm from Houston.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Oh, we're from Dallas.
From Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Not that they're
I went
close,
to Beyonce's high school.
Oh, what, you did?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, y'all aren't the same age. I can't imagine. So you didn't.
We're not the same age. She's a little bit older than me, but we did go there at the same time. So.
Oh my God.
But she left. She left after a while. She didn't graduate from there. She started doing homeschooling. They left. Yeah. This is like at the time of no.
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
No.
I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, I'm struggling.
Yeah, what a weird story.
No. Like, I am like so deeply in the hive that like that just like wrecked me and I like I'm trying to recover from it.
I'm actually not hive. I totally think Beyonce's like an amazing performer, but I kind of get like a little bit bored, but like I think she's great.
I get it.
And like sure. But it's not like I'm not like not attracted to the music. It's just
right.
the people who are
yeah. Like I hate Beyonce's music. I'm like, no, you're lying.
That's weird.
Yeah. Or like, like if someone has something to say about like her, I'm like, she is literally one of the best performers of like this generation. Like, she just is. Like, mm-hmm. You can't like look at things like Homecoming and not be like, that's amazing. Like, even if it's like not the music, even if you don't love the beats, I don't know. But like you can't look at her like eat that choreo and just like not.
Yeah.
Acknowledge that she's like amazing. So
a lot of my favorite performers are like dead or like from the 70s or the 80s anyways. So like, I mean, I like a lot. I like current stuff, you know, like I really like Doja Cat right now. I'm loving the new Kacey Musgraves. I go all over the place. Yeah. But then, like, you know, my favorite artists are, like, I love Prince. I love Stevie Nicks. I love, like, anything that's, like, American classic stuff. Mm-hmm. Does, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of
I even
course.
Fucking love, you know, I love, like, Billy Joel. Yeah. I love anything that's, like, you know, I'm all over the place. I love Tupac.
Yeah. I mean, all these are great. I really do think Megan is, like, one of the best new like icons that we have. She is so talented, like deeply talented. Yeah.
So talented. She needs to maybe diversify, like maybe work with some different producers, because some of the songs do admittedly sound very similar, but she just has a style. But you know what? She's gonna grow over time. So
yeah, the album hasn't longevity. The album and the EPs haven't hit right yet. Like
the way that
Good
they
News
yeah.
was really good though.
It was good. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like
there's some you skip, sadly. You know, like
that's true. Yeah,
you just do like the.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of people are gonna hate me for this, but I mean, Cardi's album like was pretty solid.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Cardi's album Invasion of Privacy was solid for like a female, you know.
I
not too many songs, not too little, and all of them fucking hit. Very few skips. It's not, you can't hear that every day in rap.
I think I slept on Cardi. Song Moneybag is my favorite Cardi B
it's
song
so good.
And and Bickenhead, both of those are like so good and like they never get played anywhere. I'm like, these are the songs,
not played at the gym,
not I like it, like that's like that's maybe the skip for me when I'm listening. Wait, so no, we do need to talk about Salt Lake City because Mariam Cosby Mariam Cosby, you know, and I'm not going to say recorded because she didn't. I mean, I guess the camera was recording when they were recording her recording it, but there was no, oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Stevie, fuck.
Like there was like,
it's okay. My cat just bit me. So let's keep.
It's like over there. Like,
but I think that scene was one of my favorites I've seen in a minute on Bravo, because we have these three people sitting there. We have this man who just worships her at the end of the table. Right. Mm. And then we have this other man who's like trying to like learn from her and, starts off the podcast, which the idea of starting a podcast with a prayer is like
a gospel podcast.
I can't,
like, how niche is that?
So
like,
niche. Granted, we all would have listened to the first episode.
No. I'm sure there's a ton out there. It's not in my algorithm.
Oh, absolutely.
But like, I don't think it's as niche as we think.
Yeah.
True.
But if we had gotten the audio of her, I want to listen to it over and over again of him praying and then her going, no. Stop. Here's how you do it.
She's like had to. I love her though. She's a boss. Like she does, you know, all the men in her life. I felt like she bosses them around, and she's just like this little lady. I found her so interesting, but also deeply problematic. But it's also like not really her doing. I feel like a lot of it, especially that stuff that came out at the reunion about like the colorism shit, was fucking
wild.
Ugly, and you know. I can work with her because she's a black woman and she's living in Salt Lake City, one of the whitest, you know what I mean? So I'm like, of course she's going to fuck. It's like,
right. And when you put it like that though, actually, like when she said, but when she says like, I don't feel like I belong here, like there's
on this earth. She said on like on this,
she says on this earth.
So interesting.
She says
just like, what is she?
But like, also like when you think about it, like you're like, you are actually in a bubble in a very bizarre part of America. And I don't know that she goes to any of those houses very often, like, and she it like
she said it herself, she literally doesn't visit the other homes she owns.
I don't blame her that she doesn't feel like she belongs in this world, because she's unlike anyone in Salt Lake City
she's like
in America.
The black Tammy Faye Baker,
I mean,
it's like so one in a million. Is she not like probably the most bizarre housewife we have ever had?
1000%.
Like she doesn't do any press when they, like, everyone else does press except for her, because she doesn't know how to work IG Live. She like
her, you
is
saw,
a night
wait, you saw her,
social media.
You saw her logging in to her own IG Live the other day for Bravo's and he's like,
yeah. No. And everyone's in the comments like, no, you need to go over to Bravo. She's like, y'all don't know me. And it's just like, keeps fiddling with her phone. I'm like, she's so special.
In her empty bookshelves and her empty, but really weirdly full home, like how does it feel, like, so vast and so full at the same time?
Full of secrets and like like years and oh my god, she's it's almost like, I don't want to say refreshing because that's not the right term, but like it's like there's something that I enjoy watching about her not being good at this at all.
I love it.
Like, it's awful.
It harkens back to the early days of reality TV when, again, like Tiffany didn't really know what game it was. And I don't think that Mary has any idea what she's doing. And that's the kind of housewife that I enjoy seeing. I don't like someone like Jin Shah who came on pretending to be a gay ally and all these where she wore that fucking dress with the Biden.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, it was at the sign. It was like with the signs, the yard signs. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally could not form a sentence about how she is a gay ally when people actually questioned her about it. She's, you know, all fake. So it's just like, but I don't know. I don't feel like Mary's trying to be anybody. I think she's literally just like, she is just kind of being this like mess of a woman who is like clearly a bit sketchy.
Yeah.
Not all on a earth. So I don't know. I found it really interesting.
Wouldn't be surprised if she truly didn't know what Bravo was until a year ago.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She's probably never seen Housewives before. Oh. And if she had, she's like definitely Atlanta. And it's probably like season one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, she like might know who NeNe Leakes is just because that's like the most famous housewife.
Yeah, like I would love to like ask her who her favorite housewife is. She'll probably say like some weird shit like Deshaun Snow. Like she'll say like some shit like someone who was on one season of an episode, like you know what I mean? Of a season.
Oh my god, Deshaun. Of a show that, I rewatched season one of Atlanta recently and what a like sleeper housewife we had in Deshaun.
So good.
The opening I watched the first episode as well recently and just them like showing their home to the camera was something that it was like so wild.
Yeah, it's fun because they're literally like, so hello. It's literally like Fabulous Life in the beginning. They're like, this is my golden tub. This is my this.
Yeah, I just rewatched. Someone posted on Twitter today. It was like NeNe's very first scene when they introduce her. And she's like, I've run with a very fabulous suite of people, like a lot of very wealthy men. And she's like screaming at people in random hallways. Like the montage that they play is just like so bizarre. She's like in some hallway and she's like, screaming at some man's face. And then it cuts to her playing cards with some. It's like so insane. I just love it.
So good.
Early Atlanta is untouched. Truly. Stand by that. I think that Sheree is one of the most underrated OGs across any franchise.
Deeply agree with you.
Yeah.
I think she brought the most to her franchise and kind of it gets like recognized the least.
And she's still talked about. She's not been on the show. Coming
back, I think.
Yeah, I think she's definitely in. Mm-hmm.
Definitely coming back. Rightly so.
Of course.
And people like make fun of her. They're like coming back for the third time. I'm like, as she should.
They need
her. I think Sheree should leave and come back and leave. And because that's kind of personality that she is too, right? She comes back in strong. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm going to really do this. And then by the end, she's like, yeah, I'm done. I don't really. No, it's just like, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. The second exit still kind of confused me though, because I remember being like, she just gave this iconic, like, spring summer line at a reunion where we could have seen that amazing storyline play out. It's almost like they didn't even know how iconic
that was.
But
she didn't have any friends left. Nobody wanted to film with her.
Yeah, I think that's really it.
Like her only friend that would film with her was Cam.
I mean, but that's happened
I found
before.
That the first
though.
Time she left was more interesting. I thought that was the season where she said, "Who gonna check me, boo?" And then later was never asked back. I'm like, that was literally one of the most iconic moments of that season. How do you not?
About.
Yeah. So I don't know. I love Sheree.
Same.
I want her to get her fashions together, but then I honestly like
I
almost don't.
Why?
It's
why?
Because it's like
thing.
So her.
Right.
Yeah, it's a Giselle thing. Like I need Giselle to have good clothes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Matching clothes. You know what I mean. Wait, where do we stand
on this Jen Shah cold open we got in Salt Lake City? I was shocked with the amount of footage we actually have of it.
Of her and her new rented home, right?
No, the cold open of the arrest.
I know. I was like, I can't believe this is legal. Like, I feel like they would have confiscated some of this footage or something because she was on the phone. You could hear him on the phone.
You don't actually see her in handcuffs.
No.
So I think that, like, why they probably
maybe
could get
we
away
will,
with
though.
It. I mean, yeah. Who knows?
Because I mean, definitely. She was in jail for hours, so they're definitely going to get her when she leaves the prison.
Yeah,
the court or whatever. Right. Yeah.
Well, one of my boyfriend's really good friends. I've talked about this here on the pod.
You're gonna say one of your boyfriends.
One of my boyfriends.
Period.
One of my boyfriends. Period.
No, I'm too much of a jealous monster for that to operate successfully. One of my boyfriend's friends works in the FBI and
shout out,
but I can't reveal more identity after that. But what I am going to say is this storyline of someone tipping like them off is like pretty much just not true, because the FBI knows everyone is. And when this arrest happened, like this person that I know was like, we've been working on this. Like this is,
they've been working on this since 2015, I think.
Right. Right. Like you work on things. It's not like one day, like it's not like FBI just sit in their home and they're like, oh, I got to go make an arrest on this random person. It's like they work on these. This is their job. So like,
I think that the whole like, I think that Meredith's definitely playing up.
Right.
Show. Yeah. I think she was just on Watch What Happened. This is by the time this episode, I'm sure, comes out, the episode will have aired. I was at the studio on, what day was it? Tuesday? Mm-hmm. Today's Thursday. It was Meredith Marks, and someone again asked her about that, and she kind of plays coy. It's my opinion that she had nothing to do with
I
think she's just playing it up.
She's playing coy to like make good TV.
Yeah.
Which I live for.
She's doing a job.
But so I will say,
I think Mary is crazy enough, though. I think Mary is absolutely crazy. I think Mary was Googling, how do you call the FBI?
Mary didn't Google it.
She
called 911.
She probably called the operator. Siri, how do you call?
Hey, Siri, call FBI. Oh, my God, my Siri's going off.
I know. She's probably like talking to Alexa or some shit. She's probably talking to Alexa on her phone.
Wait, what are they saying?
Oh, wow.
Wait, what are they saying? What'd they say?
One possibility is federal bureau investigation on 58.
Hang up. I don't fuck with the feds.
Hang up, please.
I don't hang with the ops. No offense. I don't mess with the popos.
No. But yeah, it is fun to like think that someone did tip them off. But also, the fact that the reveal
if it was anyone, it was Brooks Marks.
Well, what I was going to say is the fact that
he was there too.
We saw screenshots of Jen liking Instagram comments about Brooks being a twink. I'm like,
I know, yeah. Just to like hear Meredith Marks say the word twink.
Right. I'm like, okay. What else? Right. I'm like, I wish
not the twink is the slur discourse again. I can't do it.
As someone who once was a twink, I would die to be called a twink again. Yeah, it's like,
I mean, this first episode was wild and amazing. Like, we're getting everything from everybody except Lisa, maybe.
I think they're always like such a fun group. I would, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 7.
Okay.
It was not like too much. The first couple of minutes were great. Mm-hmm. I thought that Lisa v. Meredith was a little bit.
It's not.
I don't like to see
it. No, I agree.
I don't like to see it because I like them, so I don't like to see them.
Yeah, I love
and
Lisa.
Not enough Mary. I need more Mary. Yeah. I just like the kooky, and I really enjoy Jenny, the new Jenny.
Yes.
Her story is interesting.
Speaking of kooky, yes. I think there's some kook in her a little bit because.
Yeah, I want to see her film scenes alone with Mary, the two of them. They're either gonna like hate each other. It's probably just gonna be hate.
They're just gonna hate each other.
Yeah. But like, I feel like Jenny's gonna bring over like an AK-47, and she's gonna bring it over to like, you know, she's like, because that's just like
the gun stuff. With like guns and shit. Saw that. That's hard to swallow.
I know.
Oh, and her calling her husband a butterface. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, you realize you're on camera. Also, I don't think he's ugly.
I don't think he's ugly either.
I'm not like ranking him over Mauricio.
Right. You don't have the same feelings for him as you do for Lisa's husband.
Okay, I weirdly think...
Honestly, I could think anybody's hot if I just had enough drinks. I'm just like, that's terrible.
You know what? Well,
but like, I could think anybody. Like, I would be like, oh, well, there's a beautiful part about, like, you know, the way that...
He's really walks. Nice collarbone.
Now, Kix, I would like to pivot on this a bit because last week, Kix called PK a daddy, and... Oh, I want to know where you land. That's, where you okay, land on that?
No, we're not going that far. Not that. I don't know. How much Vita tequila I'd have to think that PK was fuckable?
I was in shock by that.
But he owned that episode. He was like doing really
wait so
numbers. But this, when he was just right.
This episode he owned her. Again too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dragging.
I'm Team KBK. Yeah.
Dragging.
Dorit's fake as fuck.
Fake as fuck. You could tell she was. The whole episode was a rehearsed line. Everything she did.
Yeah.
I want to rank like who's the most concerned with optics in that group, but won't just come out and just, you know what I mean? Like, Dorit. Who's trying to pretend to be, I think it's Lisa. Well, I think Lisa Rinna is actually sold into the idea of being best friends with Erica. Yeah. And I think that she's just like gonna, no matter what, go down with the ship.
Yeah.
I think it's probably Dorit, then Kyle, then
Sutton. She's obviously cares a lot about it.
Oh, I think Sutton's actually low.
Well, I wouldn't even consider it. I'm thinking of like the Fox Force 5. Right? Yeah. Like all the, I don't even consider like Garcelle. Crystal would probably be also in there too, because she's fake as fuck too. I don't like Crystal.
Okay, I think
honestly,
some
Crystal
weird
could
vibes.
Scram after this episode.
Yeah,
bad vibes.
Some weird vibes from Crystal.
If you know, if she comes back a second season, they're gonna fucking put her through the ringer. I think there's things about her that like, I don't know.
I mean, she just has.
You know,
this...
I just like, I don't, it doesn't clear that like nobody beyond Kathy really has like a really true connection with her. And like, she just came in really hot, like fighting with Sutton, who by the way is like the only like normal person right now. On
no, see,
cast,
I loved Crystal beginning, like fighting with Sutton.
You did, yeah.
I love that. The Crystal now, I'm just like confused about. I think she cares a lot about optics, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Because she's
she was
like,
talking about like.
Yeah, she was like, well, my husband has been involved, like has been co-workers with people who have.
Yeah, when she said me too, I was like, all right, I'm good. All
like,
right, fuck
that's
you,
not
bitch.
Something we need to talk about like at the dinner table. Like, yeah, well, no. I know people who've been me too'd. I'm like.
Why are we even using
let's
stop,
curb that conversation.
Yeah, let's stop first of all coining the term Me Too, because now you just sound like an asshole. Yeah.
They were
like,
victims of sexual assault is what they were.
Yes,
which like you would never say at a dinner. You would never say I my husband's
Lisa
friends with
Rinna
people.
Did.
Well, that's true. She did. She did.
The way
that.
She was talking about Me Too, it's almost like she was talking about it. It's like Me Too'd. Like my husband's friends got Me Too'd. Like it's something that happens to old white men.
Right. She was like trying to relate.
I don't like. Her energy is fucking off for me. I don't like
I was
it.
So, I really was down in the beginning. I thought she was a
me
blast.
Too.
I loved the, I mean, Are You That Girl is iconic. I mean, that moment is hilarious. Like,
and her relationship with her, like the manager of her home, I just adore. They're just so mean to each other and they're so funny. I like that.
It's been done before. I think she probably saw some other, you know, like that's like very Lisa Hochstein.
Yes, it is. On, it is very Lisa.
You know, it's very that. It's giving very, it's been done before. Yeah. I don't really like her. I don't fuck with her. I don't fuck with most of the people on the cast. To be quite honest with you, I don't really like Beverly Hills that much. But the season is better than most, but it's like
Thank
one of my
you.
Least favorite
it's,
franchises.
It is my least, besides OC, I don't even count that. But like, besides OC.
OC's
Beverly...
gonna be good though. I think right now, I think OC's gonna be
really
good.
Yeah, I will
tune in. I've heard some things.
I heard some things about that new woman.
Yeah. Noella?
Yeah, and the tax. The tax issues and then the husband.
Ooh,
well, the tax issues and the husband, and they're going through a divorce and she's living in the home right now. And she only was on the vacation for like one day when everybody else was for 3 days. I have a feeling she might be friend of, but then I know that she's filming testimony. I'm hearing tons of random things.
I heard, and I won't say who from, but they might be listening to this podcast. I heard.
It's our dad.
No, it's certainly not our dad. I heard that the fight between her and her husband was because she wanted to expose their tax issues on the show for a storyline on the show. And he was like, I don't want to do that. And she did it anyways. And he was like, well, I'm going to divorce you.
Obviously, you don't want to do that.
I think she's, I think it's just from what I've heard, it sounds like she's making a lot of decisions purely for the show.
Yeah.
Love to see that.
What I said was allegedly.
No, allegedly. But you know what? I've heard the same thing. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not the first time that everyone knew about these issues is what I'm hearing.
That's,
it's been going on for a long time.
Yes,
and
got it.
Come on, if you're dealing with this stuff, it's probably not out of nowhere. So hearing lots of great things. Excited that Heather Dubrow is going to be back.
Yes, same. I think
I didn't really love her when she was on, but I'm so glad. It's like when you're like, you're at an awful party and you don't really like someone that much, but like they show up and it's like, at least it's better than who's here. I'm God, thank
right.
God you're
you,
here.
Like, know them. Right. You know them. So you're
I
like,
know
okay,
you.
I have someone to talk to. Thank God.
Or,
yeah,
then,
God,
but
yeah, this has been so bad.
Yeah, but sometimes it's fun to have someone at the party that you also, sometimes you need someone to talk about. You know what I mean? And like, Heather, like I'm excited to.
That's why we're leaving Gina Kirshner.
Right. I'm excited to hate Heather again. Like we're inevitably
Heather,
we're going to.
Gina have forged a real friendship. Like they're like legit friends on the show. I don't know how much of it is like them understanding that people think that they're expected to fight,
right.
But they're like, no, we're actually going to do the opposite. Or maybe they do have a lot in common. I mean, I think Jenna Kirschneider, probably of the remaining women, is probably the most intelligent, you know, just like more with it politically. Seems it. I don't know her personally, but, and she's also got the East Coast thing going on. These are both New Yorkers.
That's true. Oh, okay. I forgot that Heather was
probably
a New Yorker.
That in common. Yeah. So they probably have a lot more in common than we probably, you know,
think.
She's a human. More than Shannon Bedore.
Oh my god, I can't handle her. Wait, so where do you land with Garcelle?
I like Garcelle. I'm rooting for anyone black always. Mm-hmm. So, and I've always loved Garcelle. But I feel like going into this season, I feel like she really pays attention to like audience favor, online.
Yeah.
And I think she listens a lot so I think she kind of comes in a little bit trying to have issues with some people. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing as the season wears on, I think she's becoming more herself. I feel like she's getting more tired and ready to just like fight with Dorit.
Yeah.
I
love it.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the stuff with Kyle was very forced.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think she like really disliked Cal as much as she like let on. And I think she really just wanted to have like a storyline. That's just me personally.
I'm really loving her. I loved her last season. She should have just been a friend of. She was literally never around. But when she was, I thought she was just very interesting and fun. And
yeah,
she's getting an incredible second season, which is incredibly rare for a Housewives.
What we deserve and what she deserved. And we just happened to be the pandemic, so she probably wasn't moving around a lot. Yeah.
Right.
So that's good.
No, that's a good point.
Her outfits, her confessional looks, literally everything is so good.
Oh, you think so?
I don't think so.
I'm not a blind stan. I didn't want her to get her fashions together. I'm sorry.
That blue hair. It's not hit. That blue hair.
Storm, it's not hitting. It don't hit for me. I don't like it. But you know what? I like her, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can separate
yes,
the two.
I love her.
I want better for
her. Wait, I think you almost just said you have Garcelle T.
I do. I've said it before on some other podcasts, but I haven't said it on this one. years ago, I won't say who. You know, Garcelle has been in the running to be on this show for a long time. Like, I think since that, what is that season after The Witch and Joyce?
Yeah, the season after that is the Lisa Rinna and Eileen first season.
I think it was around that time, and I saw a casting reel of all women that were trying to be on for that season.
Uh-huh.
And it was a ton of different women. It was like one of the women happened to be, it was Cody. Remember that pop star Cody Simpson?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he dated.
Yeah, he's
Miley
like an Australian.
Recently.
He dated.
Yeah,
and he also dated the Hadid, or he was friends with the Hadids.
I think he dated,
so that was the
yes.
connection.
Yes,
I think
yes,
he
yes.
dated not Bella, the other one, Gigi.
Yeah, and he was. It was his mother, and she's Australian, and she's friends with like Lisa Vanderpump and all that stuff. So she was auditioning basically, and they did like you know. Filmed a bit of her and she talked about her life and stuff like that. There was another woman who was always in the background of the other seasons, really boring. There was one woman who was black. She was married to a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. I found her interesting. She gave me kind of like a little bit older Karen Huger.
Oh, I love that.
But
yeah.
I would have loved her. But I think she was like definitely above the age kind of bracket of this particular group.
Yeah.
But then one of them was Garcelle, and she was talking a lot about how like she sent that email that was notorious for like about her ex-husband and all that stuff. She seemed more spicy in her interview than she comes off on the show now.
Oh, interesting.
But I remember one spit thing that stuck with me is that she made a point to say, they were like, oh, do you know anybody else on the cast? And she said, I know Kyle in passing. We always see each other at parties and I know her husband. And let me just say, if I wanted him, I could have him. She just like made a point to say that she, and just to imply that Mauricio flirts, like that's what she was implying.
Well, damn.
So, I know. And it was just really like, and then, so to hear that years earlier, and then she comes onto the show and then immediately started kind of first having friction with Kyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saying that she was not very welcoming and stuff. I felt like she kind of came in looking for an issue with Kyle.
That's interesting. I think she does like her, actually. I think she,
I
think she was surprised.
I think she does, but I think that she was just trying to find somebody from the show
that
had a lot of fans, and she was trying to think of the best way to kind of like give herself longevity. I feel like there's parts of Garcelle that I see that are like, that I like, but then there's parts that I can recognize as maybe trying to make good television.
I think it's just the group. Like, I think, I really do think the Fox Force 5 is like, popular girls and nasty. Like, I just, I think, yeah. I really do like Kyle. I think Kyle is a pot stirrer for the show. It's a reality show. Like, we can't take her pot stirring, like, too seriously, right? But, like,
I don't think she's even a pot stirrer. I mean, I don't think so either. Interesting. I think she's like a peacemaker, and it's kind of like.
Well, sometimes I feel like she plays both sides, right, of the fence to, like, try and, like, get scenes out of people. Like, I feel like she did that a lot with Sutton. She was like,
oh, that's not a pot stirrer. That's just pussy.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. She's scared to take a side.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I do, in the end, still like her, but I do think the group together, like, Dorit is just, she's a bad egg. I don't like her. I'm sorry. Like,
I like less of the women on Beverly Hills than I do of any other show, I think. I feel like I watch, well, actually New York right now, I dislike a lot of them. But like everyone on Salt Lake City, I pretty much like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone on Potomac, I love. You know what I mean? Everyone on Jersey.
Love.
Jersey's the one where I'm like, I love everybody.
Oh, they're
like,
such everybody, a blast.
For different reasons, they're all so good. You know?
Well, let's jump into everybody you love, because let's talk Potomac, because this is like the sleepiest episode we've had of the season. I still love.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no, I think Mia's a fake ass bitch and I love her.
Fake.
And
I'm obsessed.
She's fake.
So,
she's stirring up shit. She's bringing so much. She's such a good first year housewife. When I say someone's a fake ass bitch, it's like a term of affinity.
Yeah,
like
I
love, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I love it. Tell them what Giselle just said.
Go.
And make up some spice.
And make it
spice.
Up. And then make it up.
Get up as you go.
She was on Watch What Happens Live, and she literally goes, Andy was like, so, like, you said that she said, what did she say about Giselle again? That
she's a messy
that
bitch.
What did she say?
She's not built for this. Or a weak bitch.
Yeah. She said that Wendy was a weak bitch. And Andy asked her about it again. She's like, that's what I heard. And she was like, no, but we saw it, and that's not what she said. And she was like, that's how I interpreted it. And I'm like,
she's a perfect housewife.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
Amazing.
That is like,
truly,
that is,
she's
that's
amazing.
How I interpret
but,
it.
That's
like,
some, yeah. But that's some Sheree shit. Like, that's Sheree would say the same thing. She'd be like, that's what I kind of thought I heard. That's what I heard from her.
That's what she implied, essentially.
I think
essentially.
Mia's going to be really strong.
I like her.
Yeah. I think you can see someone who's going to be on here for, like, we're witnessing someone who's going to be around for a while, who's going to be able to hold their own. Because the way she was, like, immediately fighting with, like, two of the veterans via text.
That's ballsy.
She's like, I have a job. I'm not like you women. So if you need to like reach out to me, hit my assistant.
And then we see her. We see like in the mid-season trailer that her husband gets in, comes into the group. Like,
oh my god,
really,
and it's so embarrassing.
We're
like, this
literally
is so good.
Getting so much from her. She's gonna.
Yes.
She better stay around.
Yes, and
I think
are
she
so
will.
Cute. She's got a really interesting backstory.
Yes.
She dresses really well. First, like off the bat, like came in. There's no glow up that really needs to happen.
No,
she looks
she's there.
Good.
Yeah.
Like she dresses better than anybody else that's been on the actual show.
I'm struggling. I'm struggling to get the image in the mid-season trailer of G like with like pantomiming like a huge dick. Like just like this.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like think about it a lot, and I'm like, I wish I had never seen that.
Yeah. I love her. I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
I'm really
Karen
upset.
Karen is obviously like my favorite.
Queen.
I'm really upset with Robin this season because she's the reason I always love Robin is because she's like just a level-headed, normal.
Yeah, she's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's like the girlfriend. She's like the homegirl.
I'm like now
she's really kind of like, ugh.
Now she's like getting way in the drama. Like her like picking up the phone with Juan telling in front of everyone to just say like, oh, our relationship doesn't exist. Hey, non-existent husband. And it was
like, can you stop? Like, you look a fucking mess. And also, what are you wearing? Like, you look a fucking mess. Like, the fashions are a mess. You're being a mess. You're backing up Giselle, who's dead wrong anyway. Like, you're picking all the wrong fights.
Yeah.
I need Robin to just sit out a couple episodes and just like do her thing and sell your little bedazzled dad hats.
Because she,
she's leaning in too much. She's leaning into the housewives.
Yeah, she is. That's exactly it.
When she never really was that housewife, you know.
No.
And that's why we all liked her so much. Yeah. I mean, for me at least, that's why I liked her so much. Mm-hmm. Just because she like was like, okay, like didn't really care about it that much.
Yeah, she was like better than it.
Right, and at this lunch, it was just so weird to see, like be like, oh, well, we're fighting. Yeah, at the goddess lunch.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, well, yeah, we're fighting, so I'm going to skip her. It's like, why? Like,
why
no,
are you being like this? She's having a bad season.
Yeah.
Candace is having a better season than normal, but it's still a bad season for most normal people.
The way
Ashley's always amazing.
Always. She's
I appreciate Ashley.
She's like, I'll show up with my baby.
Top-tier housewife.
Yeah, she really is. Like,
and yoga pants, pushing the stroller and starting mess and then being out before the sun sets. Like
and people like get mad. They're like, but I hate Ashley. I'm like, but like it's a housewife. Like, don't be like so like, yeah, she sucks.
I hate things about her too. Yeah, but like she's the great
she's
housewife.
Amazing for the show. Like, where would we be without her?
She's fun to hate.
She's so fun to hate.
She's fun to hate.
I want to talk about Peanuts and Ham a little bit and the Surrey County
Peanuts
ad.
And Ham?
When Karen was like, the two things we have, the three things we have.
Oh, is that
she says we have seafood by the sea, we have peanuts with the shell on them, and we have ham.
I didn't even remember that.
No.
Are those their major exports?
I guess so. Ham is a major export.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, them filming it in Potomac was just truly the icing on the
cake. And then she was like, peanuts with the shell.
With the shell.
Well, thank God you clarified that. I'm going to look up where Surrey County is.
I don't know. The ham gave me full 30.
It's about 2 hours from Potomac.
Oh, really? Oh, that's not as far as I thought. I think we're
And it's about 45 minutes from where they were in Williamsburg. I looked it up.
Oh, okay.
I get bored when I'm watching the show.
It's kind of far.
I when I'm watching Potomac more than any other franchise, like I get so turned around because I feel like I don't have a clear understanding of what the DMV really is. Right. It feels like an amorphous blob of just random cities and suburbs.
And
so I have to look up. Yeah. And like, it's interesting, like on Jersey, they all live in North Bergen.
Right.
So they all like live generally kind of close to each other. And it's like, okay.
Right.
No,
what I found interesting about Jersey was that season where the twins were on. And if you look up, the twins lived almost 2 hours from the rest of the women. It's kind of interesting to like, you're filming a show in the wintertime with a bunch of women you don't know. You're definitely not driving in your free time to go hang out with these women.
No.
So it's like,
well, yeah,
every time
it's so fake. If you think about it, the New York women and the Jersey women are closer together than all of the women in Potomac are.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, I always think about that season of Mob Wives where it was the Philly girls.
The women in Philly.
I'm like, that's like a plane.
It's not a plane.
No, but
it's not a plane.
It's not a
for
plane,
where they lived
like,
in Staten Island. It's
like
it's just like
3 hours.
Yeah, it's like a 3 hour drive.
That's a 3 hour drive, don't you think?
Mob Wives.
On
oh my
good
god,
day, I think.
I love Mob Wives.
I love Mob Wives.
I wish they'd bring it back. Almost, you know what I mean. But where would we be without Big Inch? Wait. So I've told this story in the podcast before, but I think you would appreciate it. I indirectly.
I can't believe you're telling this again.
It's worth telling him if he loves Mob Wives. I accidentally almost attended Big Ange's wake.
You did?
So I was stoned.
Hi, getting pizza.
Where was it? In Staten Island?
It was in what's the place called? In
Brooklyn? Oh, she's from Brooklyn, right? Originally?
Yeah, she's
born
from Brooklyn. What's it called?
Not Red Hook.
Bensoners?
No.
Bayside.
Like,
no, Bayside's Queens.
No, Bayside's in Queens.
That's Queens. Bay Ridge. So
Brooklyn.
Weirdly, I was in Bay Ridge, which is a weird part of the story. But
I'm headed down to Angie's. headed down to Angie's wake today. So sad. So sad. Such a lovely soul.
Oh, and that's a great Angie. So my friends and I like got stoned and went to this like Italian food place all the way out in Bay Ridge because it's like supposed to be so good. And it was delicious. And we were driving home, and we're stuck in traffic like. And next to us is this like funeral home, like right on the highway. Mm-hmm. And we're like, why is there a line like wrapped around this funeral home? Like we were just like so confused. And we were like stoned and we were like, oh my God, what if it was Big Ange's wake? Like that would be insane, right? Like what are the chances? And so we just start Googling it and we were like, wait, like that's it.
Girl.
And there was a line wrapped around the place. I mean, it was public. You could like look it up on like Facebook at the time and be like, can I attend? And you could attend. Anyone could attend.
Honestly, Princess Diana's shaking.
Yeah, truly.
She really is.
Like, seriously. Like, I mean, that matters more to me than Princess Di.
That's a take.
Yeah, no, like, literally is one of my absolute favorites of all time is Big Ange. I actually cried when she died. I still get sad thinking about
it. Really,
she's such a good person.
She's such a good person, and she is, I feel...
A legend.
She's a legend, and I think Mob Wife's, like, I don't think it gets... Do you think it gets slept on like today? Like, I wish there was more of a conversation about it still.
Well, do you think? The question is, like, Mob Wives as a show itself gets slept on because it's not really that great of a show. I mean, it's like, it's iconic,
right?
But it's
right.
iconic because of Big Ange. But you take out Big Ange, there's no joy in it. There's no joy to be extracted from. True. It's literally just people with bloody noses fighting all day. It's like Ange kind of like brought this levity and this like fun.
Yeah.
energy into the room. So it's really like it's Big Ange. It's Big Ange that I love. That's the reason I would watch Mob Wives, really.
No, you're right. You're right. R.I.P. Big Ange.
What are we going to do about New York?
Okay, great question, B. Thank you for asking. Take her out so, back? I don't know. I mean, we're
I think,
in a dark spot. What, Kix? What?
I Very think dark. That they'll have to redo essentially 80% of the cast.
Who's mm-hmm. your 20 then?
Who's your 20?
I think they'll keep Ebony and Leah. I know. I just think that they are more interest. They're bringing more interest to the show, and they're also just it feels more authentic to the New York that like mm-hmm. we know.
Yeah. And yes. It's exactly.
Less like Upper East Side white nonsense.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that they'll keep them and then bring in like friends of. I would love to see Tensley back. Like literally.
No, you don't.
I don't like mine, Tinsley. But there's nothing that there's like, what is she saving here? Like there's not Tinsley showing up for me is not gonna like save.
No, absolutely. Like, I don't think so either.
Increase.
I think we have two shows. Like, but I think we have two shows, right? So we have two ways to go about it, right? We could go the way of we could get Ebony and Leah to stay on, and we could get a whole new crop of girls that are like what New York is, right?
Sonia's but then, friend of.
But then we could go the other route, which is like stick with what we have, and you could bring back Tinsley and keep the Upper East Side vibe. But I don't think that the Upper East Side vibe's working anymore.
I think that like it's like people are really getting turned off by that. Where it's like we need new scenery first off. It's such a large city, and I feel like you never get to see them film in Tribeca.
No.
You never see them in Williamsburg. You never see them in downtown Brooklyn or like Mm-mm. these areas yeah. that are quite honestly more expensive than the places that they're hanging 1,000%. Out in.
Much more expensive.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And cooler.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's like obviously I think you keep Leah. I think that she had a bad season this season just because of, you know, or I don't think she had a bad season.
I actually don't either.
I don't think so either. But people said
fan stuff around it is they're really turning on her. But I think it's just because there's not enough women, so it's like they're focused on her.
But
you know
I got
what I mean?
Mad. I got mad at Andy actually, which I mean that's not that hot of a take. He's
I
like,
think
sucks.
Luann has to go. By the way,
I agree.
Luann, Ramona
hasn't
gone.
Brought anything.
Wait,
Sonia,
but
friend
no, but
of.
Andy.
I think
wait, but
Ramona maybe stays, but it's like, oh, do I? Want
I think
it?
She
it's
might. Like, but Andy said this thing on Radio Andy that like made headlines. It was like Leah is gonna have like the biggest turn of like a second season Housewife, like in a negative way. Like the fans like don't. And I'm like. I don't agree at all. Like I actually didn't dislike her this season.
We learned so much about her, and I adore her family. I think they're fun TV to watch, like her parents and her sister and her hot brother and her kids and her relationship with her like.
I also don't think she's
ever
truly.
I just like it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very modern.
Yeah,
and I feel like. I don't think she's ever really truly given a fair shake. She started this show during a pandemic. She's never really got a full cast of women that have their marbles together to actually like, imagine Leah filming with three women that are, they don't even have to be around her age range. They could be older or younger, but business women that have businesses beyond being a Bravo star.
Right.
She would have probably so much to talk to them about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They would have so much in common. She wouldn't be just like, throwing ravioli just to try to make a scene happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we would get somewhere.
Yeah.
I feel like you would get somewhere. You'd be like, oh, and you'd probably be have so much more insight as to like why Leah is the way she is. If she was surrounded by other women that are also like, you know, maybe a single mother from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like, you know, we're kind of seeing her with these like same women who are just like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They've been on the show too long and they're just like not in touch with like what the real New York is.
Right. And you're setting her up for
like,
failure.
They, like,
but you're like
oh my God, I'm traveling. I never go below 34th. It's like, what are you talking
Shut
about?
Up.
I don't go above 14.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, you're sounding so like, so just,
yeah.
It's like
know.
Elitist
the whole thing just
and
gotta,
like, you're not cool for being an Upper East Sider who's like.
The whole thing just needs a complete makeover.
Got it.
We
got
need,
it.
We need like some wives from Brooklyn. We need, you know, and I'm talking about like from Brooklyn, like born and raised, to give like a different flavor. They don't have houses in the Hamptons. They maybe have them like upstate or something, or you know.
Or Shore House.
Yeah.
Have a short, but now we're in New Jersey. You know?
Well, now we're in Jersey, yeah. But sure.
Yeah. But I don't know. There's so much. There's, you could get a housewife from Park Slope. You could get one from, you know, there's just so many.
Yeah, but I do, so one thing things. I want to make sure, and I know Bravo is listening, they're not. But what I do want Bravo to know is that we need to keep the age range high, though, because I worry that when they're,
yeah,
I worry, though, when they're like, the world wants cool girls, they're going to try and downgrade it to like 30s.
Oh, yeah, no.
And like late 20s, early 30s. And I'm like, we can go late 20s, early 30s in Potomac because it works there, right? Like, but like,
yeah.
But in New York, we
can have a wide gamut, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But in New York, I want some like 50-year-old, 60-year-old rich Brooklyn women. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? There's a group of women out there that are already friends that we just haven't tapped into. Look at Salt Lake City.
Yeah, that's
they were just like
true.
Chilling, and we just randomly found these group of
were
this group of
friends,
women that all know
though?
Each other.
Some of them.
They all knew each other except for Mary. I think everyone else knew each other peripherally.
Karen and
Giselle. I was
going to
say one more thing about New York.
Karen and Giselle used to like be friends. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that there, PTA meetings.
There is 10 years of. Like no cameras of them Beef. Just sitting at like,
yeah truly
literally
I have one more thing to say about New York. What was it? Oh, do you guys ever watch, have you ever seen Siesta Key?
No, I've heard that it's decent.
You watch it?
No,
it's what
I've heard that it's decent.
Yeah, I've heard
it's
like
decent.
A
it's
fun
okay
watch, but no, I have not.
It's a fun watch
it.
It's a fun yeah. little easy watch. If you like the Hills or Laguna Beach, yeah. It's like kind of in that mm-hmm. yeah. But there's a girl that was kind of like a friend of on that show. She's from New York. She's just visiting and filming with them, uh-huh. And she's like an influencer. I didn't know of her until the show. She gets back to New York, and I guess she was sent a letter from Bravo production to interview for The Real Housewives. She's like very young. I think she's like 32 or something.
No,
maybe?
That's
maybe
too
31.
Young.
Ashley was.
It was weird,
Ashley
and I
was
just
younger
like, so,
than that. Yeah, when she started.
Yeah, it's true.
So.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like they're probably just interviewing tens
anything.
Of women to
but
just
gonna,
see anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like if you're gonna interview a 32-year-old, like why aren't we like now bringing in like Lindsay from Summer House to be now?
Yeah,
on
yeah
housewife.
Lindsay's older. I think Lindsay's older.
I would
older
love that. Oh. I actually think Lindsay would make a great housewife.
She's
I think
amazing.
So too.
Yeah,
I adore
good.
Her.
I have a case of espresso martinis, like of Loverboy, in my fridge right now, and I haven't tried it yet, and I'm nervous.
I love Carl.
Oh my god, he's so fucking hot.
I love Carl.
I love him
god,
with
love
every
him.
Bit of me. I'm like,
I hate Luke.
I hate Luke.
I actually do think he's more attractive than Kyle, though, which I feel like is a controversial opinion.
No, I'd sleep before Kyle. Before
you would,
I'd sleep with Kyle before. Yeah.
Oh no.
Goes Carl, Kyle, Luke.
Are you gonna watch Winter House?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I don't really like Southern Charm, but I'll watch Winter House. Yeah.
The idea
never
that
watched an episode of Summer Charm, but I can't wait for Winter House.
But y'all, like the idea that ugly ass Austin Kroll is like batting off like three women. I'm like,
no, I just can't get out of my head the idea that it was named Winter House Southern. What was it?
It was
Winter Charm Southern House. What was it?
Is that what it's called?
Initially, when they announced
oh,
it,
it was
like Winter House Southern Charm or something like that. It was bad. But
so they
oh,
reached.
That's weird. Yeah,
yeah. I think they
well,
after everyone came for them.
Well, we want to be conscious of your time, though.
Yes.
And say thank you so much for being here today. We had a blast with you.
I had so much fun. I'll come back anytime you guys want
to
talk about this shit.
We would love to have you. This was so fun. I mean, I feel like we could talk.
Have
about...
Have me on when Jersey comes back.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, great.
I'm sure I'm going to have lots of thoughts.
But you're friendly with them, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm friends with Margaret. I'm friendly with like Jen Aiden. I've met her and went to lunch with her. And Jackie, I know, and I've met them all. Like, but I definitely closest with Margaret. It's really great.
Have you met my dearly beloved Evan?
I have. He's really sweet. Great. He's great. He's just as nice on camera. All the men are like really great. Honestly,
yeah, I feel like that.
I miss Joe, them. I miss the
Super
house
Joe
husbands.
Is the best.
The best.
We love Super Joe.
Yeah. Oh, I
they're honestly like the best men. It like makes you like rethink yeah. painting men. You're like, this is like not so bad.
I'm like, okay, I love men again.
Wait, kind of like weird. This is so fucking embarrassing.
Right.
Don't tell
us. Joe Borga comes up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But even he's like, you know, just like in terms of shitty men, he's like not the shittiest, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
No, he really is.
He's worse.
Well, tell the world who may not know your Instagram, which I don't know any of them, where to find you.
So I'm Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. I'm the_PetShopBoy. Did I say the Pet Shop? I'm Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm the_PetShopBoy on Twitter. I'm Pet Shop Boy on Cameo. I am, where else am
Cameo, make that money, baby.
That's it. Yeah. I'm cheap on there too, if you need a greeting. But I'm mostly active on Instagram, Pet Shop Boy, and I've got a podcast called The B-List with Pet Shop Boy. I've had housewives like Margaret. Who else has been on? Leah's been on from New York. We've had Jen Aiden. Recently, we had Dolores. We had Hannah from Summer House. So we've got some more people planned for the fall. And yeah, other than exciting. That, like, it's my continuing, like, my returning guest that comes back every couple of weeks is named Jonathan Lawhorn. He's a really good friend of mine. And when he's on, it is like I'm cry laughing.
It's really no, I've listened for a while to the B-List, and all the episodes with Jonathan are truly like, right. When I see on my little iPhone that there's a new episode of the B-List and Jonathan's on, I'm like, it's my first go-to listen. It's truly so funny.
He kills me.
Wait, speaking of like cameras, like not being on people, he's like one person that I'm like, why is there a camera not on him? Like, there's a world he's living.
He's like, cause he's so not that person. Yeah. Okay. He's like, he is cause he'll just talk and he loves the attention, but then it's like, he's not seeking it out. So it's like the best, you know, he's like one of the best kind of person.
Absolutely.
He's like, when he has the attention, he's like, ooh, yeah, like him hams it up. But then like, he's not seeking it out. You know what I mean? It's like, he's a little treasure.
He's a treasure.
Shout out, Jonathan.
Shout out. Yes. And follow me at @TheTomHamlet. Follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet. That's spelled C-I-X.
Yep. And then the podcast at Dumpster Dive Pod. And everyone have a great night. Say bye to everyone. B, say bye.
Bye, everyone. I had a great time here.
Bye-bye. Thank you.